I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Mayor Pedro Segarra is making his case for re-election this fall, but his fundraising emails still contain some questionable numbers. The fundraising email's subject line says 5 years of progress. It was sent Thursday to supporters celebrating Segarra's leadership and giving them, quote, 5 reasons to support Pedro on his 5th anniversary. One of those reasons is that graduation rates have gone from 29% to 71%. The problem is, when he took office, the average graduation rate was 57%.
It's extremely misleading. It's factually not true.
That's Richard Waring. Segarra appointed him to the Board of Education, which he chairs. The two have recently tangled over budgets, but Waring says he hasn't publicly committed to a mayoral candidate.
Demonstrably not true. I mean, I can't say whether it's more incompetent than it is dishonest, or more dishonest than it is incompetent, because it's both.
The campaign says the email should have clarified that the graduation rates actually go back to 2006, when Segarra was on the city council. But Waring says that's not how the email reads.
If the mayor is relying on the fact that he was on council, and when the graduation rate was 29%, and now it's 71%, I mean, with due respect to the council, they don't really have a role in public education.
This is the second time Segarra's campaign has stretched the city's graduation rates for rhetorical gain. Earlier this year, he told donors that, quote, graduation rates have more than doubled since I took office. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.